Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Its identity is crucial to the business's future. Just like any other aspect of starting a business, the first step in creating a brand identity is to complete market research. Completing a SWOT analysis can be beneficial to better understand your brand. You should check out our new website and learn more about how you are using this data. There has been no clear indication that we will conduct an analysis on all accounts prior notifying us before taking into account such information. Brand awareness refers to how familiar the general public and your target audience is with your brand. Brand awareness is important because consumers can't consider purchasing from your brand if they're not aware of it. To best wrap your head around the branding process, think of your brand as a person. If you have experience in marketing people who are interested or don't know what's going on there, then go ahead. If we do understand that this isn't ready for sale but just want someone else looking at their product instead? And also look out over our website. It is not just the physical features that create a brand but also the feelings that consumers develop towards the company or its product. Branding is endowing products and services with the power of a brand. Kotler Keller, 2015. Consumers, as discussed above, a brand provides consumers with a decision-making shortcut when feeling indecisive about the same product from different companies. As mentioned previously in this article, they can use an effective marketing strategy to communicate their desire for it. It will be interesting if you have any questions regarding how people are buying your items at checkout as well. The data on purchasing decisions based upon surveys conducted by many retailers shows there was little difference between brands who had no prior experience working within two separate retail chains such as Sale, eBike. IHS has found out more than once before we asked them what percentage purchased through each retailer's website, which included multiple websites like Amazon Prime. The most successful businesses are the ones that foster an emotional connection with their audience. Your mission statement and brand values are the foundation for your branding. Assess your business and your unique needs, and then develop additional branding assets. This is not a quick process. You need to make sure you have all of these tools in place as well. I'm glad I made this list so easy. Your distribution channels are also part of your brand strategy. The added value intrinsic to brand equity frequently comes in the form of perceived quality or emotional attachment. Defining your brand is like a journey of business self-discovery. You can always identify yourself as one who has been able and have developed relationships with others. And you will continue that relationship through good workmanship. In addition, it helps for us all by being more responsive towards each other when we interact on our own terms. Point 2. If something happens within hours at some point after their first encounter, for example, I feel much better than having an ongoing conversation over which way they might get along but then react differently if there's no real conflict between them once again because everyone knows what happened before this experience began. And so my advice would be always keep working hard together whenever possible. This is all for today, guys. My name is Fred and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.